Thoughts on the Psalms. Psalm 118 and verse 25. Salvation and success. Here is the psalmist in prayer. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Very short, very pithy, much to the point. No word wasted. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Not verbose, not long-winded, not round the bush, no. Straight to the point. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. So you can see why I've said salvation and success. This is how to pray. Not talking all round the bush, as I say, but straight to the point and spelling it out before God. Now, what did the psalmist mean by it? I don't know, do you? Salvation? Was that some victory in battle? O Lord, grant us success. Is that what he's praying for? And so on. The question is, though, what should we mean by it today? If we're going to pray this prayer, and it's a picture for us, an illustration for us, perhaps it's a model for us. O Lord, save us. Well, what do we mean by that? O Lord, grant us success. What do we mean by that? Two short, punchy prayers, direct to God. And he's looking for God to save and God to grant success. He obviously wants deliverance. He obviously wants blessing. And he's looking not to man for it. He's certainly not looking for himself and to himself. He's looking only to the Lord. O Lord, save us. We need salvation. Save us. O Lord, we need success. Grant it to us. It's granting. It's mercy. It's gift. It's freeness. We can say in the gospel day, it's free grace from beginning to end. Well, what is the salvation today? What is the success today? Well, we have Solomon praying in 2 Chronicles, Lord, give me wisdom. Lord, give me this. Lord, give me the blessing. He didn't pray that he might have a long life and success, and God commends him on it. He goes straight to the point, and here the psalmist is doing the same. Well, I wonder how many evangelicals would look upon this salvation and this success today. I think many would measure success, and what they're looking for, what they're aiming for in their church life is something along the lines of increased church attendance. They deplore the declining numbers attending. They deplore the aging congregations. They want more and more coming in, more and more young people, church attendance. Increased commitment from that attendance so that the leaders don't have to nag to get the people to the prayer meeting and all the rest of it. But these are the kind of successes that people will be looking for today. Is that what you're looking for, brother, sister? Increased church attendance and taking away the need to nag those who attend to be serious. The Puritans, of course, they had a way of boosting church attendance, but they had to nag, using the law to try and get the people to be real, to be truly spiritual. Luther found the same. This is always the way with this system. What are we looking for? What does the New Testament look for? Well, you can say the New Testament, the Acts of the Apostles and onwards, I can see conversions. Yes, now we want that. Lord, save us. May God give us real regeneration, real conversion to Christ, real conviction of sin, real turning to Christ, real submission to him as Lord, and real spiritual growth. Yes. And success? Nothing to do with church attendance in the New Testament. There's no such thing as New Testament, as a church attendance in the New Testament. All to God's glory, what we're looking for, spirituality in conversion, spirituality in edification in the saints, that the saints might grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, what can we learn from this? Well, today we've got our church attendance, and we've got our schemes for boosting commitment. We've got our programs. We've got our re-engineering of the ecclesia. We've got our schemes. We've got our courses. It's all lined up. No, my friend. O Lord, O Lord, not by might, not by power, O Lord, but by your Spirit. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Not the ephemeral likes on the internet and the Facebook and all the rest, but a real spiritual conversion to Christ. O Lord, descend and make 1,000 hearts your own, said Cowper. And then, that there might be the edification of the people of God to the glory of God. That's the salvation and success, at least I desire. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Unbeliever, there's a prayer for you. Lord, save me.